Okay, we left off on Thursday discussing our sugya of sach and tefila, both aspects of our sugya. Number one, the iser of being sach and tefila. Number two, the consequence of being sach in terms of the tesh that to begin with a bracha. So we said that we have to really understand a few things. So we have to understand the relationship between those two halachos, and we have to also understand the application of this sugya outside the realm of the tefillin. Let's see what we'll get us settled. So we saw that Tosus raised the possibility of applying this sugya to other mitzvahs, such as Birchas Hashkita, and Tosus was almost willing to split between the two. That in terms of requiring a second bracha, that they weren't so convinced as necessary. In terms of still being osur, so then yes, it was still potentially going to be osur. And then Tosfos wasn't really sure, is it osur? Is it the real bit of being osur? Is it going to rush at Shrich? A lot of things flying around that Tosfos left off with on Thursday. But now we're going to move on to a whole new aspect of the sugya, where the Rishonim again try to plug in the same two Yesodis, the question of the Yesir, the question of the consequences, and we're going to focus entirely on the issue that the Rif raises, the law responds back to, the issue related to Kishon. Some of you read my 1-to-120 Shia, so heard drops in this a little bit in the Tisha Shia. We're going to try to elaborate upon this a little bit. So there's a very, very famous Rif in the very end of a second Rosh Hashanah, where the Rif discusses a question from the Reish Masifta. Who the Reish Masifta? I don't know who that was.
The head person.
Yeah, the head of Rosh Hashiva. One of the Yeshivas in Babel. So the Rosh Masifta just means Rosh Shiva, when they go on it. So Shalom Akam Rosh Masifta, question was asked from the Rosh Shiva in Bavel, HaMavarach Yom Rish Shana Al Tkiya Shofar, Bas Sefer Torah, person recites the Bracha on Tkiya Shofar, like we do after Leini, and then V'Siach, and then he spoke. He spoke when? Between, are we going to use terms right now, called the Tkiya Stima Yushav, and the Tkiya Stima Umar. Bear with me in terms of those terms for a minute. We're going to work now with the assumption of the Rif, the assumption of Rabbi Rishonim, that we blow shofar two different times. One we blow before Musaf, and one we blow during Musaf. When I say during Musaf, according to this Rashkenaz, it's only during the Chazos HaShatz. It wasn't going to this Sfarad, it's both during Salat Shmoneh Esrei and the Chazos HaShatz. Again, that's an irrelevant detail right now. But everybody seems to agree that we blow before Musaf. That's what the Gemara Rishonim labels as Kif the Miyushov. Why are they called the Miyushov? Because you're sitting. And I don't really sit.
You can't
sit. I'm meaning as we stay on the chav and the mitzvah, but in terms of mikra, you're not in the middle of davening. It's like, why can't you sit down? Whereas if you can't sit upon, either you're literally in the middle of davening, or your cousin's in the middle of davening, or you're following those views that everyone's supposed to be standing during the Sazer Shabbat, whatever the case may be. And therefore, the key is trying most of the code to kiss the upon. So the assumption of the Rif's question, the assumption of the Reish Masifta, or the question posed to the Reish Masifta was as follows. That here you're making one bracha, l'shmo kol shofar, and that one bracha is going to last for the two different parts of tkiyah shofar. The tkiyah shofar before Musaf, tkiyah shofar after Musaf. So it's almost like the model of tefillin coming back to haunt us a little bit. I'm going to make a bracha l'haniyah, and it's going to cover me for the shalyah and the shalom. So it's almost an identical model. So should we apply our sugya to tkiyah shofar on twofold? Should we say that just as by tefillin, the person who's sach ben tefillah has to recite a new bracha, so to the person who's sach ben tekiyas of tekiyas would have to recite a new l'shmachol shofar? If the guy spoke before the second tekiyas, he'd have to make it a second bracha. Should we carry that over? And the second potential application would be, is there anything wrong with talking? As the rules we saw, there are two parts of the sugya. We weren't exactly sure what the two parts of the colors that is there, but there are two din in the sugya. So do those two din carry over to Tkiyah Shofar? That's pretty much the way the question was presented to the Reish Masifta. So the Reish Masifta said as follows. He said, this is what he answered. We have the practice, we've seen that our Rabbanim at Tabnei Chachamim Shagorim Bezesh Asach Ashla Yitzchak Seyed HaBrachas. We don't want you to talk. And we're going to stop you from talking. And we're telling you it's in our favor to talk. So it sounds like he's plugging in our sugya. You're not allowed to talk because you haven't finished the mitzvah yet. However, Zok the Rish, Masifta Zok the Rif, to repeat the bracha, that is not necessary. That would not be appropriate. So right away, before we even understand what the Isra is not saying, what's the first thing you can walk away with from this riff? What's the first observation? He's telling you that you're not allowed to talk, but if you did, Mishkefelech, what's he saying?
Two things are not connected.
You can have an Isra to talk without being a requirement to make another brother, the two are not with each other. So then comes the riff and continues. It's not the same as tefillin der rechizda stach with tefillin tefillin chayz mevarach. The hanach shtei mitzvah zininu tisnan tefillin shayyan in makev shayrosh and rosh makev shayyan. And therefore, by tefillin, where it's not the same mitzvah, that's the problem. That's going to be required in a bracha, whereas here, a new bracha is not going to be required. Ad kan, different areas for our purposes right now. So the nekuda that differentiates tefillin from shofar is that tefillin are two different mitzvahs, and therefore you require new bracha, where shofar is the same mitzvah. If you don't, what in the world are we talking about? What does that mean? Why is that? It's true, but Rabbi Seva, but irrelevant. What does it mean? So very good. By tefillin, you have to make a new bracha. You know why? Because tefillin are black. And shofar, you don't have to make it because the shofar is brown. Tefillin, you have to make a new bracha. Tefillin, you're putting on a regular Tuesday. And shofar, you don't because it's Yom Tov. I mean, come on. One, two, three.
It's not poshut that you should be able to connect a bracha that's on one mitzvah to a totally different mitzvah.
Oh, now we're talking.
So if you want to be able to do it, then you have to meet the conditions. Absolutely no have sick. Then you can connect.
Now we're starting to roll. So I'm going to try to put in some long dish a little bit. You're right. I'm going to try to put into a little bit different categories. When you recite a bracha on a mitzvah, the bracha has to be chal on the mitzvah. You can't, I'll recite a bracha in 9 o'clock in the morning and I'll come to put it back to 2 o'clock with you. You can't do that. There has to be a hem, there has to be a tziruf between the bracha and the mitzvah. So what are some of the halachas that are necessary to create that tziruf? Give me some din that we've already spoke about that point in the direction. There has to be a tziruf between the bracha and the mitzvah. Overlas yosod. So in the sense of it has to proceed and it can't be what?
Over.
Right, give me over the over. Right, if I'm going to take a bracha, my tzil will still pop around getting out of the bag. That's too early. Because that breaks up the chibur to tziruf. I'm going to recite a bracha on yech tefillin, and I want this bracha to be chal on my shel rosh. You're out of your mind. What do you mean? How is your bracha going to be chal on the shel rosh? It's a different mitzvah God bring. It's a totally different mitzvah. How is the shel yah and horayah? It's a different mitzvah. What's the proof positive? It's a different mitzvah. What's the absolute chayim loyah? A proof positive? It's a different mitzvah. Now how can you show? I can put on one without the other. The guy's got a broken arm, so he puts on the shorosh. The guy's got a broken head, he puts on the shoyah. They're not marking for the building. So how in the world is the bracha going to be mitzuruf to the shorosh? The answer is, there's only one thing that's going to keep that bracha alive and intact in order to latch onto the shorosh. Total and complete. The minute you're basic, the minute you talk, it's impossible for that shoyad, for the bracha you made an hour ago, 30 seconds ago in the shoyad, to be mitzarif to the shorosh. When it comes to shofar, it's the same mitzvah. We do the mitzvah and shofar multiple times during the course of the day of Rosh Hashanah. Why do we do it that way? Well, we'll figure out how to proceed as well. But we do the mitzvah multiple times, but it's the same mitzvah. Therefore, the bracha was already chal. The bracha was already taifis on the mitzvah to yeshofa. The fact that you do the mitzvah to yeshofa multiple times, but it doesn't do anything. That model, that when a bracha is chal on something, the bracha remains intact, even if you're mafsik in the middle, as long as it's chada. Can somebody bring me a raya to that? Bring me a raya from another area of halacha that you recite a bracha, and the bracha stays alive and well for Abiyas Goyal.
Matzah
the Seder. Not there. Matzah the Seder is a good example, right? Okay, we don't find you have to be quiet all Seder, maybe you should, right?
Dear clients, like
like you do when you do the
Dika. Ooh, that's a tricky one, man. I don't know whether I would give that as a role model, but that's a tough one. There may be a really good one, or maybe a not such good one. I'll tell you what everyone's problem here is. You guys are too ruchnis. That's the problem.
You guys are just too religious. You're thinking about mitzvahs too much.
I don't want to think about smaller things. I want to look around the room and see what else do we have here besides mitzvahs. I see some geschmacka pieces of cake. All right? Whenever I see those pieces of cake, by the way, anyone here learn Pesach in the first parak this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara says in the first parak of Pesach is that. What's the phrase? Gluskaya yofa. A gluska yofa doesn't just mean a piece of bread, it's a stale challah. Gluska yofa means a piece of Max's chocolate cake. Every summer I look at it, this is it, this is the cholah. Okay, so I see some olam haz over there, I see some other olam haz, I see some good geschmack, iced coffees floating around, okay? I see some guys who just have some simple plain cup of water for the rest of them, probably eat it.
Pasnachta,
yeah. So Rabbi said, I make a mezonos on a piece of cake. And I'm eating, and I'm talking, and I'm schmoozing, I'm missing cash and cheer, I'm learning, I'm schmoozing with my guy next to me, a lot of things I'm doing, right? Do you have to make a new bracha? What happened? What do you have to make a new bracha?
But fundamentally, we say that the bracha, it takes it from Hashem, right? The whole concept of bracha in Be'iva, it was Bashaike by Mitzvah.
Okay, well, you're making a big assumption that the brachas are fundamentally different from one another, maybe, right? But I want to know, just to include this question, I want to know, why is there no such concept of a hefsek once you start to eat?
Once you think Hashem.
I want lumdus, you guys are all right, but I want like a heavy duty lumdus. The bracha was what? The bracha was, yeah, almost giving
it.
But it's already. The bracha took effect. The bracha took hold. There's no difference fundamentally between the first bite of cake and the 17th bite of cake, except that the 17th you have a stomach ache already, but it's fundamentally the same cake. The only times of tasis that you find that you have to restate a bracha, to repeat a bracha, is if you want a bracha to be chal from A to B, Shamrosh and Shriyad is so radically different from Raya than Amaki one another. If you want the bracha to remain alive for the bracha for the Tul Shamrosh, that's a very serious thing to accomplish. That can only be accomplished with silence. So the chore, that's the bir adov and birchzer. I'm going to ask you another interesting question. When I make hamoitzi on my bread, and then 10 minutes later I have a piece of chicken, how does that happen? So either it's ikir b'tofo, or the bracha of hamoitzi is a razzle-dazzle, birchz ha-su'uda, and whatever's part of the su'uda is part of the su'uda. So even though you're right, it's a different food, but it's still the same makes the bracha. The hamoitzi is going to somehow relate to the chicken. How? What mechanism enables the hamoitzi to relate to the food, to the chicken, is a loaded question, but not for them. So that's the Tosfos, that's what the Rif is saying. So vis-a-vis reciting another bracha, there's no need to make another bracha. Aber zach the Rif continues. The Rif says that B'yavah b'chein, let's skip down a little bit. B'yavah b'chein, kashul asiyach. You shouldn't talk. V'sa'an yisach, b'tzvila, aveir b'yad v'chayz lam yarechem echama. So now the Rif comes in the face. The Rif says, that did the issur of talking. So zikr, no question, the Rif holds the issur of talking is not shayach to the consequence of making a new bracha, because he's splitting between the two. He's bowing the concept of the issur of talking to shayfer, even though there is no requirement to make a new bracha. But the Rif doesn't suffice with that. What's the next line? What's the next words? The kol shekin, if we ever word the Rif. The kol shekin ki hai shesach mit kishim yuz mit kishim yuba. What did the Rif just say? He said, vis-a-vis the requirement of making a new bracha, so shofar is not the same as tefillah. Vis-a-vis the isra being sach, it not only is the same as tefillah, but as what?
Kosher.
Why is it worse than tefillah? I understand why it's the same, man. Why is it worse than tefillah? So what's Pshat and the Rif? Remember we said we had a Hakira. What's the nature of the issue of talking? Is the nature of the issue of talking related to the requirement to make a bracha? So the Rif clearly said not. So what is it? It's an issue b'fnei atzmo. What's the nature of the issue? Why can't I talk? If there's no requirement to make a new bracha, the Rif just convinced me there's no requirement to make a new bracha. So why can't I talk? I heard Kish to Shumi Yushab already. The Chazan say Hinini. And I don't like the Chazan to me. He's off key a little bit, so I turn it over to somebody else and I say, the Chazan, give it a better Chazan next year. So besides Lashon Hara, so the Rif said, it's terrible what Mary just did. But Brooklyn sure. Not that I'm diving in a tent outside. That's what she's getting at. Tell me, what's wrong? What's the answer?
You already made a bracha.
So what? But the bracha was very chalt here. So it's not a bracha thing you did. You told me. You want to stop telling us. It's not Israel's brachas. So the Rif is learning that the Issa to talk is nothing but the brachas. What's that doing?
Shavuot's
mitzvah. What's the mitzvah?
You, you split two mitzvahs. Is it a
bad thing? It's the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shalyad and Shalosh, true, the two different mitzvahs in pure lomdus. But tachlis, come on, it's a process. You wake up in the morning, you come to shul, you do it at 8 o'clock in the morning, you do it at 8 o'clock, whenever you're up to put in a film that day. So you come to shul, you put in the shayah, push your rosh, that's the tahalich ha-devon. That's the state that's wrong of Ibn Hashem. A guy puts on a shayah, and then he starts, strikes up a conversation, not until his brachas is that a problem. Because brachas will take care of his brachas, that's a different issue. Also, his mitzvah is such a problem. So now, what's up the riff? Not of Shalyan and Shalosh, which are fundamentally two different mitzvahs. So one could argue, what's so terrible? Like, let's say I put on my talus. Is there anything wrong to talk to my talus and my tefillin? I don't have to go back to Baruch HaMacham for that one. That's so terrible. Those are two radically different mitzvahs. They don't do each other. So Shalyan and Shalosh, yeah, they're the pure longest, and then the act of the mitzvah is still very fine and they get cute. The darkness, there is a shaykh that's between the two, and therefore talking between the two is the bizyanis talts the mitzvah. So now, Zot the Rif, Kalvachoyim, the shayfah, which is probably the same mitzvah, to talk in the middle of Avedis Hashem, talk in the middle of the mitzvah, that's the kosher of the Rif. So everyone chapped that the Rif is mamish loaded, this Rif is loaded with gold, every word of the Rif. Mosaik midvash. That we started out by saying last week there are two parts of a sugya. There's the chiyuv to repeat new bracha, and there's an iser to talk. And we weren't sure whether the two atalis ever there. So the Rif took a stand and said the two have nothing with each other. You can have one without the other. But then the Rif said, if you want to know, is tefillin more of a problem, less of a problem than shofar? I have it on the board an equation. Shofar equals tefillin wrong. Shofar is not the same as tefillin. Which is more? Which is more of a problem, shofar or tefillin? What's the answer? It depends which part you're talking about. If you're talking about repeating another bracha, which area of halacha requires a repetition of a bracha, tefillin is more of a problem. Why? Because tefillin are two different mitzvahs. But when it comes to the issur of talking, shofar is worse. Why? Because tefillin are two different mitzvahs and shofar is one mitzvah. So the nekuda of one mitzvah versus two mitzvahs, that is directly responsible for both changes between tefillin and shofar. So, chliyam or chliyam, tefillin and shofar are not the same. The chliyam are not the same. Shofar is either more of a problem or tefillin is more of a problem, depending on which aspect of the sugya you're talking about. If you're focusing on the requirement of the new bracha, tefillin is more problematic because it's two mitzvahs. If you're talking about, if you're focusing on the issa of the issa of being ma'asik, then shofar becomes more of a problem dafka because it's one mitzvah. So that's how you have to be pshat in the rif.
According to the ref, if you like made a bracha and then during the honey you use the bathroom to see that it's gone, when you come back and you're going back on, you don't make
another bracha. That's another loaded question. About, I made a bracha already, and the bracha was chal and everything, and then I stopped in the middle. I took my tzitzit off, took my tefillin off, left the sukkah, those kinds of things. That's a whole other ball game. It's a great question.
So anything like just based on like the eating, it sounds like it should be like that, and it should be that you need.
So that's a loaded question about when something happens. Gemara and Sukkah talks about Vidal Nossi had to take off his tefillin, go to the bathroom, made another bracha. What do we extract from it? What do we learn from there? So that's a loaded question. And I can figure out how do we get who to talk to about the air. Do you have any idea who to ask?
Rabbi,
if I text him last time. Then. Oh, so can we do that again? Hold on. Okay. So on my side, let's take a step back for a minute.
Yeah. Do you think that the Rif is almost forced to say it's a din of hilchos mitzvos? Because we said that before, that he holds that a bracha, what's its chala, on a baisa, that even has to, it doesn't matter, we quoted the rise as hilchos, is brachos hasheva. So there's no avira by brachos hasheva, because he holds it's a avira is because you're splitting a mitzvah.
Right.
So there's no mitzvah by that, so
okay,
you're not splitting.
Okay. So basically, I want to take a step back now and enter into the world of Kishayfa for a little bit. getting closer, but it's almost Rosh Hashanah.
Less than 2 months.
Less than 2 months. 6 weeks. 6 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. 6 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. To Rosh Hashanah. Is anyone inspired by the full moon on Friday night? Has anyone noticed it was a full moon on Friday night? Tiba'av. So what does Tiba'av mean for us? I know they'll talk about Shidduchim.
2 months.
That part.
2 months from Sukkot.
So Tiba'av, the Gemara says, in the Sechet of Basra, it's a time that a person has to now remechazik himself to Liman HaTorah, particularly Liman HaTorah when? At night. One night, my eye. Because Tiba'av is the turning point of the sun. I mean, sometimes it's not exactly in terms of the clock, but it's symbolically the turning point of the summer. That the summer is drawing towards an end. I mean, this year is a little bit early in July still, and the season is about a little bit later on the season. The summer is drawing to an end, and the nights are starting to get longer. And Baruch made the long night, the long winter night, for the extra purpose of Liman HaTorah. Gemara says, and Tiba'av is a time to recommit to Liman HaTorah, particularly the Liman HaTorah of the nighttime. So when I saw that big, fat, full moon on Friday night, so that was the Gemara that I thought. So the Gemara has a fascinating chapter in the Basra about Tiba'av. What am I sharing? What is the idea? Gemara says in the Basra that one of the things they used to celebrate Tiba'av was big yontif. It was the time every year that they would stop chopping wood to the Beis HaMikdash, because in the summer months, so the wood was very, very strong, it was very, very good. The sun was apparently very, strong and beating down, was drying out the wood properly. So they would try to cut around and they would chop all the wood in the early part of the summer. That wood would be used for the Maroch and the use of the Mizbech. As the summer was waning to an end, so the sun wasn't as strong and the wood wasn't as good, and therefore they would stop. So by Tiba'av, Gemara says that was called Yom Tov HaMagal. They would take all the axes and the hatchet, they would break them, literally or figuratively. They would stop, they put away their wood cutting materials, they would stop cutting wood for the Beis HaMikdash for the season, and all the wood they had already stored up from the earlier months. So Gemara says that was a big, big Yom Simcha. Why was it a big Simcha? What was it about for Simcha? Finish chopping wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So we asked, I would say it was a Zman Simcha, because why? Finish the mitzvah. We did this great mitzvah, chopping wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So wonderful, that's what I would have said. So Rebbeinu Gershom, on that Gemara, as a fasting of Rebbeinu Gershom, was the Rebbe of Rashi Zerena, as a Rebbe in Mainz, in Magentia, we spoke about additional. Rebbeinu Gershom has a mind boggling shot. Rebbeinu Gershom says that the reason why they were making such a Yom Simcha Tiba'av was not because they finished the mitzvah of chopping the wood. It was because when they chopped the wood, so it took up time. It took up time away from the Beis HaMikdash. So now that they had nothing else to do anymore, the wood was chopped and wasn't finished already, then they went back to the Beis HaMikdash, and they learned the extra spot, the extra more mitzvahs, more Torah. That was the balance. So what is the sequence of mitzvah? Very good. Oh, yeah. Chopping wood for the Beis HaMikdash is a common mitzvah. Great mitzvah. Wood, you mean Chavonish, you can't pick up us, we have wood for the Barocha. It's a great mitzvah. The afa pichein, as great as the mitzvah was, what's the gain of a greater simcha? What greater simcha is there than doing mitzvahs? Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah trumps the simcha shel mitzvah. And therefore, when you finish it, you do it's gevaldik mitzvah. But afa pichein, Liman HaTorah, wow, gevaldik mitzvah. We'll go back to, this is just a little break in the middle. Guys, catch up a little before we get. Well, you have to have achanas to start this Balmor. You can't just stop and read this Balmor and adult around. You gotta understand Simchas HaTorah before you read this Balmor. So I remember there was once there was a guy at YU, it was the day of graduation. One of my meetings in the yeshiva. And he was like so smiling, so happy, so excited. It was the day of graduation. So I asked him, my high. So he said to me, back to my Spanish. So I told him this from the Gersh. I said, whenever you went to college, whatever mitzvah you were doing, you're listening to your parents, preparing for a parnasa, whatever cheshbonos you have, whatever they are, this is not a Tarmada speech right now, this is off the rep between friends, whatever mitzvah you were doing, so don't give all the words, but your real simchas achayim is now you're back to this Medrash.
Brush, you're back to your vacation.
So you like that. Okay, basically, so with that excitement, a whole new approach to Simchas Torah, we can begin to discuss the Baal War. You have to discuss the Baal War, the aim of Yira, Simcha, the aim of Yira, overall, the one. It's good. The Baal War wrote this Shtibl Torah at the ripe old age of 17. Okay? Post 11th grade. He wrote the following. We took on the entire world. We have to understand a little bit of a background to understand where the Baal War is coming from. It all started with the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara, the famous Kasha, Masechta Rosh Hashanah after Zion. Lama taking Shem Yeshvim, Lama taking Shem Eimdin. Why do we blow Shofar twice in Rosh Hashanah? Why do we blow what we call the Tkiyas Demiyusha before Kosov? The Tkiyas Demiyusha drums. Was it our answer? Yeah, I was the Sokas. What's Pia? Who remembers? Who's with me in the Tishrei Shirun? No? What's the name of the Labis Asotan? But what's going to confuse us all of a sudden so silly, doesn't it? He doesn't never, he doesn't like Rashad left his eye. What's the iris of something?
I think we're done.
You think we're done? We're still blowing. So what's the iris of something? So the Chalik is Rashi in Texas. So Rashi says, the Sultan sees that Klal Yisrael are so in love with mitzvahs, they can't stop. They push, you can't put the shofar down. They're done already. They were yaitzeh already. They blew 30 kailas already. You know, Minat Torah, you really only have to blow how many?
Nine.
We don't have to blow Tkiyah, two Tkiyah three times. So, Nebuch, what are we going to do with stuff? I mean, Baruch Gazah, in Kisri, that we don't know how to blow a true anymore. We're not sure. Is it true Azai? Is it true Azai? True Azai? Since we have three speakers, what a true is, we blow everybody, right? We finished blowing, we blew 30 kailas for Yom Kippur holidays. And we spelled it the most amusing time for the Dan Rosh Hashanah. Those people don't get the joke, but they don't laugh. But what's the funniest line? We have no idea what a true is. Not a clue what a true is. We have three different sheets in Tanoim and another, what a true is. Nebuch was stopping out of all of them, and one of the first words out of my mouth, right after we finished Kish Shofar, Ashrei Ha'am, Yoidei Siru Ha'am. You didn't get the joke. It's Mamish's joke. Ashrei But it was by the U.S. Okay, nobody else laughs at me, going over top. So the bottom line is, we finished blowing all the chuvas from Yaitzim and Atar, and then all of a sudden, an hour and a half later, we're dabbing, Baruch Abu! Baruch Le Melech Al Kol Orut Mekadesh Yisraviyay Mazikarun. The rabbi comes up, Tekiya, do. We Yaitzim ready. Du bist Yaitzel ala Shittes. You're Yaitzel ala Brisky Dumi. You're already Yaitzel. What are you blowing again? I can't stop. I'm in love with the Kaddish Baruch Hu's mitzvah. I can't stop Yom Tzuri Yolochem. So tell you the Rashi of a Techtel Kasha. What do you mean you can't stop? You're in violation of what? Okay, she will give you an answer once. So tell you, there's one answer. There's no more Tzuri Yolochem. We can breathe a sigh of relief. I can't stop. You said, no, I gotta keep on moving. I can't stop. So the Sultan says that, I can't deal with these people. They're crazy. They're such chavivas hamitzvahs, I can't say a bit more about them. And the game's over. Shemayim, I'm sure the din goes with Tayyip, and everything's on Kippur. That's what Rashi learns. Lavras the Sultan. The Sultan gives up hope. Tayyip says that, quotes it, unbelievable. Everyone know Tayyip's shot? Tayyip says, Mamash, I'm going to go back. Tayyip says, the Sultan sitting in Shemayim, he's got his books ready, he's writing up his anti-Klal Yisrael work over there, and he has the Kishon for him. So he checks his calendar, checks his phone, and he says, today's Rosh Hashanah, you know. Right? Sultan's not chayav mitzvah, he can check his cell phone on Rosh Hashanah. So he checks, that's Rosh Hashanah, big deal, the Jews are blowing shofar, what do they do? On Sukkot they eat in the supper, and Rosh Hashanah they blow shofar, matzah, taste they eat matzah, what does that do with me? Right? So they finish blowing. Then now we have later, it's the Hindi, it's the Shat, it's the Taikif. All of a sudden the Sultan starts to say, wait a second, they're blowing again. What are they doing? What are they blowing again for? It's obviously not for the mitzvah shofar. He checks the shulchan aruch. It says we're ready. It's Asher Yedisua. He knows they're not blowing for the mitzvah anymore. He starts. Oh my goodness gracious! He remembers that somehow he saw in a book somewhere that there's going to be a tkiyah shofar in Olam Hazeh that's going to put him out of business. What's that tkiyah shofar?
Yeah.
This is it. This is the shofar. I'm done. I'm finished. And he can't find his books. He's trying to be captured in the Klai. So Mashiach's coming. He's out the door. He's got to go find another world to deal with. He's done. He's finished with this world. That's the other sultan. The kasha is, being with Rashman from places, something such a shaita. He's such a short memory. He doesn't remember last year. He went through this the year before also. The kasha lemaisa, what happened? 2 years ago, he doesn't remember from last year was Shabbos. Whatever, the kasha lemaisa. So, very, very strange sugya. The Gemara says, the kachtik, the chachamim, although in that Torah, he answered the first case, he got to blow the second to the Torah. For whatever reason, as I state in this. The Mishnayis in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the end of the fourth prayer, described Kiyah Shofar. The Tanoi discussed how they blew Shofar. Anyone remember what the Mishnayis said? How does the Mishnah describe Kiyah Shofar?
Before
Shofar. It's not the Gemara that they did away because of the Romans. Thanks to the Romans, they changed that one. But what do we mean by that? When did they blow in the days of the Tanoi?
During Shachar is?
I don't mean to be sure, that's right. When in the davening? Amy Malchios?
During the
Shachar. You take care. Amy Zichronis? You take care. Our Shachar is, I forget, the Mishnah, the end of Rosh Hashanah. The Tekiyas was our Seyda Brachas. Right? What's following me? It sounds from the Mishnayis that the Iker Mitzvah of Tekiyas Shachar is when? Is Rosh Hashanah. According to what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, what do you blow Rosh Hashanah for?
Fire the Sultan.
Desire the Sultan. You were already dead, say before. It sounds like the blowing Rosh Hashanah is like the second fiddle. They're abundant, and except the Sultan Maislach with Kibbutz Goliath, with the Chibbutz Goliath, what kind of stories with Rabbanan? The emes of tkiyah, zach the Gemara, is the first tkiyah. So why did the Mishnayis talk about the second? The Mishnah doesn't even talk about the first tkiyah. There's nowhere in Shas, nowhere in Mishnayis in Rosh Hashanah, the Tanoim discussed Keseda, what they did every single year in Rosh Hashanah, from days of Rosh Hashanah, and there's not a mention of blowing shofar before Musaf. And the Gemara presents, like, of course it will show for performance. That's the obvious. Lama Tenshin Yashvin. And the Gemara gives you a big answer why the second Kiyas are there, the second Kiyas are there because Lav is the Sultan. No one thought of this Kasha. You don't thought of this Kasha? The 17-year-old Balamor thought of this Kasha. So he's knocking his head against the wall. My high, what's going on? You know what the Balamor says to solve that problem? Balamor says, you have it totally wrong. Everything is wrong. Mitchil of Yatzayf is wrong. Chazal say Rosh Hashanah after Zayin, Lama Tokim Kishen Yoshvin, Lama Tokim Kishen Omdin. What did we think Yeshiva meant?
Formal
Sif. Because everyone's sitting around. Asher Yoshiv Yisach. And what did the Umad mean? Joy Musaf. Say the Balamo, you're totally wrong. Say the Balamo, first of all, he doesn't sound like. I'm sorry, David is a Kashkin, that's the Balamo. So the Tekiyas of Seyda Brachas are when? Only during Chazar Sashat. Who's standing for Chazar Sashat? Says the Balamo. But the Yeshiva says, which Balamo stands for Chazar Sashat? When I was a kid, nobody stood for Chazar Sashat. Nobody heard of this. Comes about more says, Lama taking Kishem Yoshvin refers to the Tekiyas of when? I'll say the Abrachas, which are the first Tekiyas, which are the Emeset Tekiyas. Those are the real Tekiyas, the real McCoy. Those are not the Agas HaSotam. Those are the fulfilled the mitzvah their eyes of Yom Tzuri Elochem. When are those Tekiyas blown? I'll say the Abrachas. And that's what the Tanoim would describe. So the Tanoim said, "In the Malchus of Tekeya, in the Zechayus of Tekeya, all the Shemus of Tekeya, those are the kids of Yushov to fulfill the mitzvah of Rais and Tekeya Shofar." What are the kids of the Umar the Chazal referring to? After what? After Musaf is over. Why they call Uman? Who's standing for them? Nobody's standing for them. You know what Uman means? Uman, no. Uman means you're already 1 foot out the door. Uman, you ever see these guys? There's some guys, for some reason, I don't know why, the minute Gizba Abraham came, they have to go get the hat on. They have to take the talis, the fold the talis, the hats on, and the jacks, and they're ready to go. Mineral Amun, says the Balamor, the Tkiyas to Uman mean the Tkiyas when everybody's 1 foot. Guy's ready to wish you could to his friend. Those are the Tkiyas to Uman. What are you blowing those for? What are you yates already? You yates the chatzim from Shiva Allah Hidurim. I'll say that brach. What are you blowing those for? Kach tiknu chachamim. What? Ba'arves ha-sotah. That's like the shot of sotah. Whatever the chesed that is. Whatever the reason that is. Maybe a different part of the Balamor. Maybe because we're about to go eat lunch. And who knows what's going to happen. Lunch, Tasha, the last 19 is going to happen. So Ba'arves ha-sotah, shot of sotah. Keep them quiet. We'll end those. End up the song for the next few hours. We won't do it so well. Do you know what Balboa just did? He was mamish b'hapet as the oilam on Rosh Hashanah. He turned the world upside down. Before the Balboa came along, everybody thought that the first kiyas before Musaf were the real kiyas, and the ones during Musaf were the kind of the secondary kiyas. He said, Balboa, no. The ones during Musaf were the real ones, and the fake ones are the ones after Musaf. So what's the kasha for the Balboa?
What did
he
do the first
one? Yeah, why did he do it before Musaf? According to Balmah, do I know why? Why do you blow forward on the Balmah? Those are not the Balmah, they're not the Mushim. Where do they come from? You won't believe this one. This is like, this is the current thing, according to Balmah. The Tkiyas before Musaf are not Midin the Gemara. This man Chazal says to Balmah, there's no Gemara in Shas that says they blew before Musaf. The Mishnah says they blew during Musaf, because that's what Mishnah says, and those were the first deals of Tkiyas, and Yushim was up to Balboa. And the Tkiyas after Musaf from Medina de Gemara, because those are the Tkiyas, the Mu'umad. The Tkiyas before Musaf didn't exist as Man Chazal. Balboa is living in Provence in the 1100s, and he's saying, but we blew before Musaf. Something changed from the times of Chassidus and Gemara till now. Somebody snuck in those first Tkiyas. You know, then it says the Balboa, the Ka'enim Institute. You know why? Very, very simple reason. You can figure out why. Why did the Ga'anim Institute?
I think it proves itself.
Yeah, not that they could, but they were. Because not everybody stayed around to the end of the Zajat. People were leaving Shalom early, so people were missing half the Kiyah Shaifa. They didn't have the Kiyahs. They weren't Yates of the Tayyar. They go, oh, people are Shaifa's ready. It's too long. The Chalish, Shalom, and Zach. It's enough for that. It's a big for an hour and a half. He's still going to Chil HaKel. It's tough already. Showing you, Nick, I gotta get out of here. It's 2 o'clock afternoon already. So I missed a few last few tekiyas. You missed, you know, you didn't hear the Tesha Kedus Deraisa. So if the Gaon wanted to do, before Musaf starts, when everyone's still in a good mood, not everyone's hungry yet, it's only 11 o'clock, not 3 o'clock, let's make sure every Jew hears Tesha. So therefore, the Gaon added on for good luck, but didn't say Bizman Chazal, that's not what they did Bizman Chazal. This is the Balamor. Like, who knew this before you? Who figured this all out before you? Did you read this? The Balamor, in three words, alluded to what he says. Myself. I didn't put this on the record. But the Balamor I did put on alluded to what he said. According to the Balamor, I'll tell you, you think the world isn't wild enough as it is? I'll tell you something else, according to the Balamor. If you look at this man Chazal, the Lipizman Chazal. So the Tekiyah Shofar did not begin until after the Bracha Malchus was over. That's the first time the Shofar is taken out. What Bracha is made at that point?
Not Tekiyah Shofar.
Who's making the Brachas? Who's making the Brachas? You don't have to make a Bracha on the Shofar. You don't make a Bracha on the Shofar. Isn't this a mitzvah? Did you make a bracha on Kriyishma this morning? What was the bracha on Kriyishma? Whenever you have a mitzvah that's done in the context of a series of brachas, it's very possible that there's no bracha. You don't need a birchas on mitzvah on something. There's a bracha there already. The bracha melech ha'kolaris v'kadish Yisrael v'yayim v'zikaram is the birchas on mitzvah. It doubles as a mitzvah. no need to recite a bracha on Tkiyas Shofar. And therefore, says the Balamor, guess what? There is no need, and therefore, nobody did. There never was a bracha on Tkiyas Shofar. So how come we make a bracha b'shmocha on Shofar? Why is that? Never for stuff. Once the Gaonim instituted that you have to make, you have to blow beforehand, so we can no longer cover ourselves with bracha b'shmocha on Shofar, the kind of Shofar Zikaron. So we're forced to without the truth is even if that's allowed, every once in a blue moon, a person did make the b'shmocha on Shofar. When was that? If they were davening yechidus, you don't blow, I'll say the bracha is yechidus. That's my name, Hashanah. So Chazal do talk about the bracha of Tkiyas Shofar. The one first episode talks about a bracha of Tkiyas Shofar, but that bracha was for the ones in the blue moon, for the guy who didn't make the shul in Rosh Hashanah, the guy who's in quarantine in Rosh Hashanah. He's got to make a lishmak al shofar. Nobody else. This is the Baal Mor's entire theory. That's mamash the world changing theory. Rabbi say. Who here understood? Who here read the Baal Mor in Absalom? Who read the Baal Mor in Absalom? Baal Mor says in our sugya the following comment: Ulefi mashe pirashnu anu she'ein nisherish halacha brachas shofar ela brachas shel tefila ein anu nizikuke bezel galon zifa. What did Baal Mor just say? What does Baal Mor basically say to back to the Reish Tosefta? He doesn't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Talking about what bracha? There is no bracha in shofar. Who here understood that line? There never was a bracha in shofar. The whole thing is a farce. The whole thing is a sham. There never was a bracha in shofar. The real bracha in shofar is the bracha in kasha. So even in Bezman Hazeh, that a guy made a bracha in shofar and spoke, so what? He's going to be a bracha with Wab Melachot, kasha of Yom HaZikaron, the way they did it in the good old days, back to Friedrich Davis and days of Chazal. So therefore, the whole sugya of Sach ben Tkiyas to Tkiyas is a meaningless sugya, according to Baal Mor's theory. From the fact that nobody else said like Baal Mor, not the Rif, not the Baal Mishnah, not the Baal Taiz, nobody else said like Baal Mor. Because how did everybody else understand what's going on by Tkiyas Shofar? What did Tkiyas to be Yushim, Tkiyas Umad?
Before
Mosuf, and during Mosuf. According to everybody else, including us, what's the only loose thread? Why do we do what? Why do we blow after Pesach? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of that those tkiyas? The answer is those tkiyas. We can thank the mother of Sistra for that one. We can thank it for other reasons. Kibbutz, I don't know. I don't know what tshuva. I don't know whatever. The answer is Thomas based Neshiva. I'll give you a million reasons why you blow, but it's not me giving the Gemara. So everybody agrees we did the Gemara only blow twice. The Gemara talks about two sets of tkiyas, and usually the woman. And we blow three times. So according to Baal Mor, the real tkiyas of Zman Chazal are number two and three. The first one is the fake. The first one was never hit by the Gaonim because people couldn't stay sure long enough. According to we, everybody, all the other Mishanim, the first two are the real ones, and the third one is just some other assorted minhagim. According to Baal Mor, there never was a bracha on Tkiyas Shofar. Bizman Chazal, Mitzibur. According to us, of course there was a bracha. According to Baal Mor, you can't even open up a discussion about Tzach ben Tkiyas. It's a meaningless discussion. According to us, it's a very meaningful discussion. And you can discuss this, the Rish, if they're right, Rish, if they're not right. Everyone chap then to Baal Mor? But everybody say, then the Baal Mor gets to his punchline.
According to Baal Mor, why don't you have to make another bracha on the Kabbalah? Even though it's two separate,
mm-hmm. No, but according to Baal Mor, the bracha malchus is a bracha sashar for also. It's not chazal that was doing bracha.
So then, if you touch, you have to repeat it.
No, which way? What way?
After saying.
You have to say what? Say malchus.
Yeah.
And then you blew with malchus.
Yeah.
Good. So then you get the next. By the time you blow the coins, you get it. So okay, a bris is also a bracha sashar. Shemayah kolch was always a bracha. Is also a bracha sashar.
Why is that not like spelling?
No, because I have, I built into the system, I have a bracha. On each time I tell shofar, I want that, then I'm excited.
Theoretically, according to Baal Mor, can we say that the tzibur makes the bracha l'shmo akol shofar? They say it out loud the Baal Tekeha gets a Shomei Kahona, and then...
No, you don't have to. That's the healthy bracha. You don't have to. When you make a bracha, when you go mistos, in a bracha, you don't have a good creation.
Do you talk between things and others and don't show them that?
According to Balamor, yeah, that would be the fixture. According to Balamor, you can't say, hey, Chris, that's something that's great. Can maybe people give this? According to what they're showing, the brachas, I'll say the brachas, I'm not good to show you. If I say, but then the Balamor gets the point. This is all the introduction. This is the part you should give. This is the hard part to figure out. But now you get to the punchline of Balamor. Balamor says, you know what, let's discuss the Rish Masifta on his own terms. Okay, I'm going to meet the Rish Masifta halfway. Let's discuss with the possibility of carrying over the din from tefillin to tekiya shofar. Says the Balamor, the conversation begins and ends in 1 second. It's a completely and totally irrelevant conversation. Says the Balamor, and I'll tell you why. Because the Rish Masifta and the Rif and Tosis and everybody else totally misunderstood what's going on in tefillin. Soch ben tefillah letefillah, you have to make a new bracha, right? Let's make a new bracha. What is making a bracha? Who's going to tell me why? Tell me what you thought beforehand. Like all the other Rishonim. What is making a bracha by tefillah? Because the first bracha basically got lost in the shuffle. The first bracha can't relate to the Shorosh anymore. And Shorosh requires a bracha. And therefore you have to make a new bracha. So according to all the other Rishonim, pre-Balamor and post-Balamor, except the Balamor, the issue of presiding the bracha is the Hilchus bracha is the key issue. Hilchus bracha is the one you have to make a new bracha. But what turned the world upside down? I said, no, it's not supposed to. Totally misunderstood. There is a pre-existing halacha Hilchus Tefillin that nobody else knew of. That's based on a poskim chumash of Hibiraisa. The poskim says, "B'hayu l'tan tafayis benedach." B'hayu is a lashila, Rabbi. B'hayu l'chal yosu yachal l'gom enecha. The word b'hayu is going on both. There's a din min haTorah that shal yad and shirosh have to be mechubiyachad. This is nothing with Hilchus Brachos. Hilchus Brachos weren't instituted until the days of Anshei Knesset Gedolah. This is from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a din midaraisa, poskim chumash, that shel yad and shirosh have to be mechubah mitzuruf yachad. How do you create that tziruf yachad? There's a din midaraisa going on here. What accomplishes the tziruf and what breaks up the tziruf min haTorah? Silence versus dibur. But that's a strange concept. We usually think of talking and hefsek, that kind of sugyas. We think of those as dinim derabon, right? That's our take on those kinds of things. Midaraisa, we almost never find the concept that talking causes problems with her. Tadaba, tadaba. That we usually think that talking causes problems with midarabona, and silence is what's required midarabona, and those are sugyas that the mitzvah says, tadas, hefsek, etc. Says about more, no, this is the diminator. Shayan and Shirosh have to be one unit minatara, and the way to accomplish that, to make sure that happens, certainly is through silence. The minute you spoke, you lost out that golden opportunity to perform the tzira for Shalyad and Sharosh. And we have to come up with an eight to how to solve that. How do you do that? How do you solve that problem? What we basically tell you to do minatara, but yes, my Shabbain, what we basically tell you to do is start the Shalyad over here. Take it to an off and start over here. So what really should happen is take your tefillin off, wrap them up, put them in the bag, go back to your room, take another nap, come back, an hour later, and start bobbing over. That's what you feel we should happen, right? And then come on, so once the guys are ready, you know, they're ready up the brichas kohanim, the guys like spatzirin to the bathroom, okay, on a good day, all right? So what do we tell you to do? A very, very quick version. Quick version. What do you do? You just kind of pasch around the shariyah, move it around, on a little bit, quick, 2 seconds. Rav Hashem, you're going to follow Rav on that one, right? Quick one. And, but wait a second. You took off your shariyah, you put it back on again. What do you have to do? Al zeh ne'amar, sach levarech what? Shai. So you're making another brach lahaniyah. And then you can make an amitzvah on the Shirosh, like you always do, says the Balamor. We all thought that the second Lahaniya is going on what? On the Shirosh. Says the Balamor, what's that? It's going on the Shoyah. So basically what happened to quote the Balamor was, you made two Lahaniyas on the Shoyah. One on the Shirosh, amitzvah on the Shirosh.
Why in the world do you have to pull the stump and make a second like the other shot? That was wrong the first one. That's the sugya search the bottom one. Now do we understand why they also didn't talk? Because if you talked and didn't rectify it by doing this, then what terrible event did you do?
You
blew the din of the Ohio Alayachas. And Chayzul Merch Mokhama for that one. By the way, it's a deraisa. According to everybody else, Chayzul Merch Mokhama just spent some kind of this move back to this. But people mitzvah deraisa until the Mishnah will cause you a trip back from the war front. Therefore, the Baal Mor says, both the requirement to make a new bracha and the issur of talking are totally and completely meaningless outside of which mitzvah?
Just
film. It says nothing to do with film. Shofar says nothing to do with shofar. Says the Baal Mor, you want to shmooze with the chaz of tehinity? Try to keep the lashon hara out of the picture? Because of day. You want to talk? Because of day? Nothing more talking. Well, how you remember there never was an issur to talk? So unlike the Mishpah Sifta and the Riff and everybody else who's screaming and yelling, don't talk, don't talk. Even if you only need another brother. Even if that's true, you only need another brother. Still, there's an issue wrong with the answer to talk. The Baal Mor is nothing wrong with talking. Every pastor in the Baal Mor is saying, Shukurach L'chomer against the Baal Mor. And therefore, Shukurach Paskins, you have to make sure not to talk. If you talk, never Nebuchadnezzar, then you can make it. But Gernberg, you're in trouble. Chayz L'Berach L'chomer. Don't talk. And therefore, most shuls, the rabbi gets up and makes an announcement before Tkiya Shofar, no talking from now to the end of Tkiya Shofar till the end. Ah, Chareka Chleis Hakol. Off the record, good guys, that. It's a big machlekes rishon. Are you allowed to really talk? We're not allowed to talk from the Tkiya Shofar to do it. We're machmer in the Shaila. But there's a significantly more serious problem of talking. When is that? During Chazor Sashatz, is for sure you're not allowed to talk. On Tuesday, Minch also. That's the Lishum Zaf, that's a Dinu Shukhanah, the favors. It's the only place in Shulchan Aruch. They're not talking about Shoshana as a big shayla. That's a problem. But on a regular Tuesday mitzvah, for sure, also Gomer, it is the only place in Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch that the following pasuk is quoted. Anyone know? Gadol Avomim Nusar. The pasuk in Shulchan Aruch quotes. Anyone who talks to Chazos Shach on Tuesday Mincha is Gadol Avonim Nusar. In case you're not sure who said that, that was last said by Kayin after he killed his brother. So the Shulchan quotes that possibly about talking drugs and shots. You can draw whatever conclusion. Okay, so the nice Baal Mor is pretty fascinating, turned the world upside down, but maybe still don't.